He had been away from home for 2 whole weeks. Way too long. The last morning of his trip, he texted me before I woke up. I rolled over and found my phone on his side of the bed, right where it was when he read me to sleep over Discord. I opened one eye to read the message. "Good morning, princess." The pet name made me melt into the bed as I opened my other eye. "I'm coming home today, and I want to play with you as soon as I get home. When you get up, go down to our favorite spot at the edge of the woods. Make yourself a picnic. You may only wear a dress today, nothing else. I'll see you soon, little bunny." A shiver went down my spine as I finished the message. The words were causing an instant reaction inside my body. We were going to play in the woods today, one of my favorite games. This time, however, he didn't say I was allowed shoes. That was going to make the game much harder for me, but I was ready. I got dressed and packed a picnic and some waters, not knowing how long it would be until he arrived. I walked carefully down the trail to the woods. I laid out a blanket, taking my breakfast out as I sat down. I ate slowly, savoring every bite and listening to the tranquil sounds of the woods. The sun would be above me soon, and I had no idea how long it would be before he would show up. I laid down. I laid down and watched the clouds in the sky, covering the sun up and letting me cool off before moving on to make soft, cottony shapes. I lost myself in the quiet calm of nature. I fell asleep, warm and cozy, on my blanket. My phone woke me up, and I checked the message immediately, knowing it would be him. I read it out loud, my breath catching in my throat as I realized what he meant. "Be ready, little girl," was all it said. I moved onto my knees, smoothing down my hair and my dress as my heart started beating faster. How close was he? How far could I get this time? As I imagined the possibilities, I felt my nipples bunch, hardening. I wondered how fast I could run without shoes on, if I would become a mess. The excitement of not knowing shot like lightning through my body. Finally, another chime. Oh. "Go, little bunny. It's hunting season, and I'm here for my prey." My eyes grew wide as I finished the message, and I was on my feet without even thinking about it. I took a deep breath and ran, full speed, into the woods. I left my picnic behind, my bare feet quiet against the floor of the forest. I ran and ran, not looking back, getting as far as I could. I turned this way and that way, trying to change my path and run softly enough to not leave tracks. As much as I wanted to see him, I knew it would be fun if we both really earned it. I ran as hard as I could before I ran out of breath, getting as much distance between the picnic and myself as my body could withstand. I finally leaned against a tree, panting and heaving, needing to take a break. I tried to control my breathing, listening for him, ready to pounce away at a moment's notice. I took the break in running to take stock of my body. While I was running, all I could think about was getting as far as I could make it. I didn't realize the woods were fighting back against me as I ran through them. My dress had rips on either side, the front torn open over my thighs and again over my tummy. Whatever had torn them had also gotten me, as there were scratches along my arms and legs. None of them hurt unless I thought specifically about them. My senses were all firing hard to listen for his approach, so the pain wasn't even a thought. The bottoms of my feet were raw, but they were fine. I could easily take more. Only the cut on my tummy was open, blood trickling slowly down onto the fabric. As soon as I started feeling like my heart rate and breathing were back to normal, I finally heard it. The crunch of the leaves under his shoes. At the same instant, I bolted away from the sound. I ran like my life depended on it, my feet flying across the ground. I didn't have time to look behind me to see if he was following. I couldn't listen as hard as I was running. I couldn't listen hard as I was running and pushing my body to the limits to get away. I ran and ran and ran and ran. Again, stopping only when I couldn't breathe and needed to take a break. I hid behind a tree and peeked out as I panted, my hand against my chest to steady it. I looked around the tree and didn't see him. I was safe for at least a few seconds. My heart was trying to beat out of my throat. I just knew it. I had just noticed a long cut across the top of my arm, bleeding lightly as I watched it when I heard him again. I took off running in the opposite direction, my arms moving to help me go faster. I felt the wind in my hair and more cold air against my skin as it became exposed. The further I ran, the more my dress got torn. The further I ran, the worse my feet got cut. The further I ran, the shorter my breath. The further I ran, the wetter my cunt. I couldn't wait for him to catch me, but I knew that if I didn't try my very best to escape him, then I wouldn't get the best rewards. And I wanted all of the rewards. I was going to have them. He was going to have me. The next time I stopped, it happened even more quickly than the last. I knelt down and tried to hide behind a big tree trunk, listening for his steady footsteps. We both knew he could outrun me any day. He could run further, he could run faster, he could run longer, he could run harder. He would inevitably catch me. But I had to hold him off as long as I could. If there was any fight left in me, he wanted it. He wanted all of me, and I wanted to give it to him. His steps sounded much more quickly this time, and I didn't have time to fully catch my breath. I felt a thorn make its way into my foot as I took off. The pain ran through me, but it didn't slow me whatsoever. I ran and ran and ran and ran. I was resting for less than a minute at my next break before I heard him. I took off, but I couldn't make it nearly as far in one go anymore. I sprinted, but I fell to the ground as a big branch cut my calf. The cut stung, and it made me cry out quietly. I tried to hold the noise in. He was right behind me, and I didn't want him to find me like this. I took a few deep breaths. I didn't have time to look at my foot at that moment. I jumped up and started running again, so much slower now. I heard him close in behind me. His footsteps, once silent, were now getting louder and closer with each smaller step I took. My heart was beating out of my chest as I slowed even more. Before I realized it, he had his hands around my waist, pulling me against him. My feet kept going even as he lifted me off the ground, my flight instinct fully in force. I cried out as the scrapes rubbed against his clothes, the heat of them warming me to my core. He hugged me as tight as he could, not letting go, even though I kicked and hit at him, screaming and trying to get away, trying to keep running. Oh, gosh. He whispered in my ear so gently as my legs slowed their kicking, the sheer desire in his voice taking away the rest of my fight on the spot. "I've got you, tiny bunny, and now I'm going to eat you." And with that, his teeth snapped onto my shoulder, right next to my neck. I whimpered at the pain. I whimpered at the pain. A shiver went through me, bringing my entire body to a standstill. I went perfectly rigid and still in his embrace. His teeth broke my skin so easily, leaving his first mark of the night on me. I gasped at the rush of heat to the spot, moaning through the pain as he sunk in deeper, holding me in place with his teeth. I couldn't think. only feel. My heart was soaring, my brain slow as the pain washed over me, and the relief of being in his arms followed right after. He set me back down on my feet, walking in front of my body. His hands were on my now bare shoulders to help me steady myself. Then he took a step back to look over my body. "There's my girl. Look how beautiful you are with all those scratches and marks on you, little doe." I followed his eyes down my body, finally realizing that so much of my dress got torn that I was barely covered by fabric at this point. Both of my nipples were showing with little red scratches across the pale, swollen skin of my breasts. My chest was bright red from exertion, my breathing hard and ragged as it lifted and fell. My dress was completely gone from about 3 inches below the waist, the skirt having torn off without me realizing it. I blushed even redder as I saw him notice just how excited I had been about the hunt. Even though I was staying as still as I could in front of him, I was dripping. The scrapes all over my body, the scent of my blood mixing with his scent as he breathed me in, with the muskiness of the forest, all of it was overwhelming my senses. My cunt knew what it wanted, even as my reflexes told me to flee further. He growled as he watched me realize his hunger and lunged at me. "Run again, little bunny. I want to catch you again. Go fast. Next time, I won't be as soft." Everything in my body shifted as I obeyed, and I always obey. The growl in his voice told me his promises weren't empty. I wanted him to devour me, so I ran again. I ran as fast as I could. My body was warm from my scrapes, my lust, and simply being near him. But I was glad for it because the night air was starting to cool around me. I felt more scrapes opening along my arms and legs, and I stepped on something as I ran. I didn't let that stop me. I ran as hard as my body could take me. For the first few minutes, I only ran. The only thing I could hear was myself running. I could hear the air whooshing past my ears. I could hear the leaves and branches cracking and crunching under my bare feet. I could hear my blood rushing in my ears on top of it all. And I ran as hard as I could. The only thing I could smell was my own body. I could smell the mud that was starting to cake onto my skin. I could smell my sweat as I ran. I could smell my arousal as my legs moved against one another. I could smell my blood as I gathered more and more scratches across my skin. Oh. And I ran as fast as I could. The only thing I could see was straight forward. I kept my eyes on the path ahead of me, trying not to trip as I ran. I didn't have time to look back to see how close behind me he was. It was starting to get darker, so it was getting harder and harder to see the forest floor as I went. And I ran as long as I could. The only thing I could feel was my body. I could feel the pounding of my feet on the ground. I could feel my heartbeat racing, like my heart was trying to beat right out of my chest. I could feel my breathing getting harder and faster. I could feel the cool air soothing my cuts. I could feel my body's need to flee overpower nearly every other feeling. And then, in one instant, I could sense him. He was close behind me. I could hear his heavier footsteps closing in on me. I could hear him growling under his breath as he ran to get me. I took a very badly needed deep breath and pushed forward, renewed, going as hard as I could. all of a sudden, the only thing I could feel or even comprehend was the fact that I was falling. I was falling forward, but there was an arm around my waist, pulling at me so that I twisted in the air and landed safely, right on top of him. His arm didn't leave my waist as he pulled me down so intentionally. He tugged my hair to the side, pulling me down next to him, rolling me onto my back. I looked up at him with wide eyes, prone, and he smiled. His comfort filled me as he got up onto his knees between my legs. I smiled as my breathing finally slowed, and he winked at me before running his hands over each of the scratches on my breast, tracing the marks of his chase so sweetly. He leaned down and kissed each one softly and then sat back up, looking over the map of the hunt on my skin. I smiled up at him and reached to hold his hand, my heartbeat and breathing slowing back to normal. Oh, wow. He sat back on his knees and lifted my feet to check the scratches there, helping to get the thorn out. He rubbed my feet for a minute and then placed them back on the ground, taking such good care of me. Finally, he shook his head and grinned wildly, a low chuckle escaping his throat. Such a pretty little princess for me. You've made such a mess already, but I'm not nearly done with you yet. His eyes stayed on mine as his fingers slipped down over my wetness this time, emphasizing just how much of a mess I was. I shivered and he laughed, the sound echoing through the woods. "Look at how wet you are, my sweet girl. Wet just for me. Do you like it when I chase you?" The corner of his mouth lifted as he slipped two fingers into me so easily. "Or do you like it when I catch you?" Only a whimper was able to escape from my chest, my breath catching as he filled me up with his fingers. I squeezed his other hand tight and relaxed under him, knowing he would take care of me. He slipped his fingers out just slightly to push them back in again more forcefully. I closed my eyes to enjoy how I stretched around his fingers and to let myself fall into the pleasure. Oh, God. But just as quickly as he slipped his fingers into me, he slipped them right back out. The loss of the fullness made me whine and whimper. My eyes opened slowly, and he had waited for me to do so. He kept my eyes on him as he lifted his fingers to his lips and licked my juices from them, savoring the taste of my reaction to him. He leaned down and kissed me softly, holding each of my hands at my sides. He nipped hard at my earlobe and then moved to make a bite mark on my neck on the other side, matching the one he gave me earlier. I hissed in a breath through my teeth, but it quickly turned to a moan as the pain coursed through my body to mix with the pleasure, and it all nearly became overwhelming. He sat back up and looked over me again, his smile growing wickedly as he decided what to do with me next. And before I knew it, his hands let go of mine and both of them came down hard on each of my breasts. I cried out, surprised as the pain flew over my skin and sank deep inside of me with the rest of my arousal. He squeezed each of them hard, forcing the stinging sensation further. He squeezed so hard, I was sure he would leave fingerprint bruises behind. And I didn't mind one bit. I moaned as he twisted ever so slightly, my skin taut and raw under his hard hands. He kissed me again, not letting go of my breasts as he leaned over me, pressing his hands down even further into the softness. As he came back up, he finally let go and slapped each one again, right on my ridiculously hard nipples. The sting brought tears to my eyes and his smile widened. There we go, baby. That's what I wanted to see. He slapped the same spots over and over, 10 times in a row this time, until I tried to wiggle away from it. He put his hands on either side of my face, wiping the tears away and smiling sweetly at me. I like it when you're nice and red, and your little heart is beating so fast. He leaned down to kiss each cheek, my forehead, and then my lips softly. Then he stood up and reached a hand down to help me back to my feet. I sniffled as I looked up at him with big eyes, and he hugged me tightly to him. He patted my bottom and nipped my neck softly right below my ear. Now, escape, my little bunny. I need to hunt my prey again before I feast upon her. And with that, I ran as quickly as I possibly could, faster than before, knowing that my prize was in sight. He was going to take me, and I wanted literally nothing more. I tore past the trees, not even able to see the leaves as they whirled past in my vision. My feet pounded against the ground, the hardness of the forest floor radiating through my entire body. One foot in front of another. Forward. Onward. Toward my need. I ran out of steam so quickly, since I was already out of breath before I even began. My limbs began to feel heavier as the branches seemed to reach out to catch on to me. But it didn't stop me. I kept going. I kept running. My skin was scratched open time and again, but none of it registered to me, especially as I heard the growl behind me. The sound from his throat made me almost stop right where I was, but I knew he wanted to catch me, not have me give up. I lurched forward as another growl met my ears, this time closer than the last one. He was catching up with me, and I wanted him to catch me, to take me, to reclaim me as his after being gone. He knew how much I loved this game, and I knew with every bit of my being that he liked it just as much. I wanted to give him all of me, but I wanted him to take it. It was his anyway. I was his. As the thought went through my brain, he sprang at me and took me down hard. I fell to the ground with him, and he was instantly on top of me. His face gave away his hunger, and his legs easily trapped mine so that I couldn't move from underneath him. Oh! The growl that escaped his lips sent a shiver down my spine as I stilled entirely. He reached up and grabbed my hair tight in his fist, pulling my face down to his. He kissed me hard, his lips and teeth crushing mine, almost bruising me with his need. I whimpered against his lips and he growled again, interrupting the noise by biting my bottom lip. He bit it hard, his teeth sinking in and ever so slightly breaking the skin. I could taste my blood against his lips, and he grinned as I gasped against him. My little doe in the headlights, huh? You were a very good girl to run so far and fast from me. But mm-hmm. But I hope you know that I will always find you. I will always catch you, and I will always make you mine. No amount of time away will change that. I will always come back to you. You are mine, little forest nymph. He finished his declaration, licking my blood from his lips and growling like a hungry predator. My hungry predator. My wolf. He leaned up on his knees and flipped me over in one smooth motion, moving me to my own knees in front of him with my head and chest down against the mud of the forest floor, facing away from him with my ass up in the air. The coolness of the mud against my skin helped my body to calm slightly. Not that I wanted to move away from him, of course. I was finally caught, and now he would take what was his. I was still as he pushed my body down. He pulled down his pants, and I didn't have to look back to know that he was staring at my cunt and imagining what he was about to do. He always did that. Always with the same ravenous look, like he couldn't get enough of me. I closed my eyes and I pictured that look. I heard his belt buckle hit the ground with his pants, and instantly his hands gripped tight at my hips, his fingers digging in to the point of pain. He pushed me forward further, allowing himself one of his favorite views, inspecting me so intently. Then, without warning, he pulled my hips back, impaling me in one swift motion. He stretched me so quickly that it made me cry out, my voice thick with need as it echoed between the trees. He pulled me back so that my ass rested against his belly, buried deep inside of me, perfectly motionless after he made his way in. Like he was reveling in finding his way home. He stayed there just like that for what seemed like forever. But he knows probably only a second or two before the thrust forward. His entire power in one movement. I pushed my chest and face further down into the mud. I turned my head to try to look back at him, knowing it wasn't possible to see him, but wanting it so badly. He growled and put one foot on the back of my head, holding me where I was so I could not move an inch, entirely at his mercy. Immediately, he pulled out until he was barely inside of me. And stayed there until I began to whimper. I'm sure I sounded like a wounded animal by this point, but with my lust having completely overcome me, as the tortured sound of my need escaped my lips, he reacted instantly and filled me back up. His cock slipped right into me. I was so slick from the chase that I was literally dripping out around him. I needed him more than I needed anything else in life at that moment. More than my next breath. As he started pumping in and out of me faster than he had ever before. I tried with all I could to reach back with my hands and pull him into me harder. The need had become feral, and I could no longer control myself. He had lost all abandon himself, and didn't even notice as my nails scratched at his now exposed calves. He just held my hips tighter and tighter until I felt it bruising in time with each of his thrusts deep into me. His growls grew, adding to the rhythm and music that we were making, echoing through the woods along with my squeals. I could hear his balls slap against me as he fucked me raw, taking his prize and reclaiming me. In between the primal sounds, our hard panting could be heard. My mind was completely blank, save for one thing. His cock inside of me. I could no longer tell if my eyes were open or closed. I couldn't see anyway. The pleasure blinding as the first orgasm tore its way through my body. The scream that came from my throat quickly turned guttural as my body shook under him. It was like he stole my soul in that moment. My orgasm shattering me until the only thing keeping me grounded was his body's weight pressed down into mine. And he stayed still and let me come down ever so slightly from it all. As soon as he heard me take my first full breath again, he pulled his cock out and then slammed back into me, starting it all over. My inhibitions all gone. I tried with all my might to fuck back against him, needing more. His fingers on my hips didn't let loose one bit, his fingernails leaving marks on my skin, digging in further until he finally broke through, blood rising to the surface as he fucked me. His growls had gotten more quiet, but also more resonant. I could almost swear I could feel the sound of them across my skin, that I could feel his hunger moving through my body. He pumped into me with an animalistic drive, almost a rage, but far more controlled. Like he knew exactly what he wanted and how he was going to get it. And what he wanted was as much basic instinct as long-term lust. To breed me. His prey, his lover. To mark me with his seed and make me his in a way that I would never be able to forget. And he knew I wanted it more than anything. So finally, with a great roar, he pushed into me a last time, hard and deep. He stayed fully buried in me even as my next orgasm washed over me, burning in every nerve ending of my body. My gut milked his seed from him, every last drop squeezed out by my pulsing around him. Finally, after what could have been 3 seconds or 3 hours, he pulled me up and into him. My back against his chest as we both fought to catch our breath. He whispered into my ear a barely audible growl this time. Mine. You are mine. He moved slightly to grab his shirt and I was suddenly aware of how various parts of my body were sore, knowing that I would be feeling this game for days afterward. He pulled out of me and put his shirt around my shoulders, hugging it around me. His chin was on my head and we stayed there in brilliant silence. He picked me up and put me on my feet, making sure I was steady to stand for a minute while he put his pants back on. Then he picked me up in one sweeping motion, holding me tight to his chest. My little doe, you are delicious. I'm so proud of you. You ran so fast and you were so good when I caught you. You're mine and I'm yours, baby. Always. I smiled weakly. I smiled weakly, my entire body feeling like jelly as he carried me back home. I held tight around his neck, but that was about all I had the strength for. He took me straight to take a nice warm bath and clean off, cleaning each of my scratches so tenderly and kissing every one of the markings our game left. He washed my hair while whispering sweet nothings and helped me out of the bath into the bed. As he climbed into the bed, he wrapped me up in his arms again, and I knew I'd sleep well for the first time since he went on his trip. As I drifted off to sleep, he whispered in my ear, Next time, you'll tie your legs together, my little bunny, and chuckled quietly. A shiver ran over my body, and I smiled as I thought about how much I hate him going on trips, but how much I love it when he comes home. And I instantly fell asleep, replaying the game in my dreams. Thank you. Thank you.